Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we serve an awesome God. He's awesome in everything he does. He is awesome. He is highly exalted, and we just give him praise. We give him praise. Yes, we thank him. We thank him. We thank him for his mighty acts of kindness. We thank him for his long suffering. We thank him. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. We thank God. We thank God for you and for you and for you. We just give him praise. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Hallelujah. Yeah, give him a praise. Give him praise. Oh, yes, glory to God. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master, for this minute. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for just keeping our mind, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for your keeping power. Thank you, God, for all your blessings that you continuously pour on us. Thank you, Master, for leaders who stand up and proclaim your word. Thank you, God, for leaders who speak out. Thank you, God, for family, oh, God, that projects love and kindness. Thank you, Master, for church members, God, who share love and kindness and compassion. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master, for everything that you're doing in our lives. We will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all honor, because all honor you so rightfully deserve. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God for our listeners. We thank God for you. As we continue to study hope, we first must believe that everyone looks for hope. Yeah, everyone looks for hope. The problem is many of us don't know what hope looks like. So we don't know what it looks like, but we're looking for it now. We're looking, but we don't know. We have no clue of what it looks like. We don't have an inkling of what hope looks like. But we know this is a feeling. This is something we're supposed to just gravitate. We're supposed to look for hope. Hold on to hope. Yeah. We're supposed to. Yeah, we have no idea what hope can have. That hope can have a personality. We don't know that. We don't know that hope can have a personality. We don't even know that hope can have feelings. Hope can have a heart. And that hope, above all, can have an attitude. Hope. Yes. Yeah. Have an attitude of gratefulness, huh? Have an attitude. Come familiar with hope. When we were at least 5 years old, at least five. I would say five because five is the age when we can kind of remember things that went on at that age limit in our lives. We can kind of remember things at 5 years old. We're old enough to kind of look back and kind of, we don't have all the details. We remember a couple of things, but we know we had hope. Yeah, hope. We had hope. Way back then. Hope is something that has kept many of us. It kept us alive. Many of us, our forefathers existed on nothing but hope. Did you hear what I said? Nothing but hope. Yeah, yeah. And we know that at 5 years old, we always hope. We went to bed hoping and praying that we would get whatever doll or whatever toy, whatever it was that we wanted. We hoped for that, and we just hoped and hoped, and we hoped and hoped, until we begin to see it. When it became visible to our eyes, we hoped. We spoiled so much that we began to speak it. We began to question it. We began to wonder. Everybody knew we were hoping for that object. Yeah. So here we talk about hope. Hope can keep you looking, and it can keep you feeling really young, because you're feeling really young as long as you have this hope. You're wishing and you're hoping, huh? Yeah, hope. When your hope is present, tomorrow is promising. Think about it. As long as hope is present, your tomorrow is promising. Mm-hmm. So let us look closely at the book of Joshua. We're going to go with chapter 1. We're going to start off with verse 6 through, I'm going to say 6 through 8. Yeah, 6 through 8. It's where we're going to go with Joshua. Mm-hmm. Joshua. We know who Joshua was. Mm-hmm. Joshua. Yeah. Who walked next to Moses, huh? Yeah. Let's look at Joshua. Verse 6 says, when it was Joshua's turn to rise up and to lead. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have a chance. God has allowed all of us to have a chance. All of us have a chance. All of us have an opportunity to either open up our mouths or do something out of our comfort zone that's extremely out of our comfort zone. All of us get an opportunity. But do we always gravitate? Do we always walk in that opportunity? Mm-hmm. So here we see verse 6 where God is talking to Joshua, because now it is his turn. Yeah, he has been a follower, and he's walked side by side with Moses. He has sat under his teachings. He has been in the presence. He has witnessed many things. But look at it. Now, Joshua is getting ready to walk. Verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Courageous, courageous. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I sworn to their fathers to give to them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God is talking, huh? He's talking. He's coming at him real firm. This is a very firm statement. This is not a statement of someone that is weak, having second thoughts, huh? God is talking here, and he's saying to be strong, to be courageous. Yeah. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I sworn to their fathers to give them. So that means Joshua getting ready to do something, y'all. Joshua's getting ready to hold up. Huh? He's getting ready to hold it up. Huh? He's getting ready to walk. Yeah, he's getting ready to walk. Now, he has been a follower. He's been a follower for a while now. Now, the hope is getting ready to transfer. It's getting ready to transfer over here to Joshua. Look at this. Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous. Mm-hmm. Being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to the right or do not turn to the left. Glory to God. Huh? Don't do that. That you may have good success. Glory to God. Wherever you go. Hallelujah. Listen to that. Huh? Stiff. This is stiff and firm and to the point. Very straight instructions. There is no room for falter. There is no room for uncertainty. None. No room. Only. This is the faith walk. And we know that with faith walks hope, and hope and faith walk together. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah, firm. This is firm instructions on this roadmap. Uh-huh. To where your hope should lie. Your hope is going to lie right in this map, right in this plan, right in this detailed instructions that God is giving you. Hope is going to be right there. Hope is present right there. Mm-hmm. A diagram of how to go after your hope. how to wear your hope. And the completion of your hope. The outcome is going to be success. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 8 tells us, this book of the law rules shall not depart from your mouth, for you shall meditate. You're going to meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. Put a pen right there. So you're going to what? So you're going to meditate. So that means you're going to have this on your mind. You're going to be thinking. You're going to lay down with it, and you're going to get up with it. And then when you lay down with it, you're going to still have it with you. And then when you get up, you're going to have it with you then too. Isn't that something? Huh? So you're going to be wrapped into this hope because you're getting these detailed instructions. Glory to God. Detail. Nothing is being left out. All you got to do is follow the instructions, and you're going to see that your level of success and hope is going to be intertwined. It's going to be intertwined together. Hallelujah. Walk by faith and not by sight. So we're supposed to walk. We're supposed to lay on it. We're supposed to eat it. We're supposed to taste it. Glory to God. We're supposed to eat the word. We're supposed to eat and see that it is good. Hallelujah. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Simple, y'all. Simple, simple, simple. Follow, follow, follow. Yeah, remember the song with follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road, huh? Follow, follow, follow. That's what they said. Follow the yellow brick road. Glory to God. Well, this road here, it's not a yellow brick, but I guarantee you it's a gold brick. Oh, you listen to me. Can I talk to anybody here? Can anybody just walk with me? Oh, glory to God. Success is waiting for you. Follow the rules. Follow the covenant. Yeah. Follow the agreement. Meditate. Think about it day and night. Study. Yeah. Steps to bring you to prosperity, the life that God has for you is wrapped up and is tied up in faith and hope. And what you're going to believe? Oh, you're going to believe it. Oh, you're going to be preparing to follow the yellow brick road, huh? Prosperity. What is prosperity? What is prosperity? Prosperity is being prosperous. Prosperity is knowing God, that God has blessed you, that you didn't bless yourself, that God has reached down and blessed you. Glory to God. Verse 9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever. I don't care where you're going. I don't care where you're going. He's going to be there with you. Imagine. This is spoken. Spoken in love, but it's spoken in firmness. You know, you ever had somebody come to you and they wanted you to really understand something? They wanted you to really get it? They came to you first with love. But in that love, intertwined some firm instructions. And they told you what you had to do and what you must do in order to have success. Glory to God. Well, this is how God is coming to Joshua. Look at that. He's telling them how to read it. He's telling them how to run, to grab that banner and run with it, huh? Carry it. Don't let it fall, but hold it up high. Glory to God, because now it's his turn. Yeah, it's his turn to look a little closer. Look a little closer to running that race. Glory to God. Let's go with Jeremiah chapter 29. We're talking about hope. Yeah, we're talking about hope. We're talking about to be strong and to take heart. Yeah, all you who have hope, have hope. Have hope in the land. Have hope. Have hope in our God. Have hope. Psalms 31 and 24, that be strong. Don't be weak. God don't want no coward soldier. He don't want no weakling. Be strong. Jeremiah tells us, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope," glory to God, "hope and a future," glory to God. Now, does that sound like somebody that's not thinking about you? Does that sound like somebody that don't have you on their mind? Do that sound like somebody that didn't go somewhere and build you a house? Not to me. That sounds to me like my bridegroom that then went on and my house is sitting over there. Glory to God. That's what that sounds like to me. Yeah. I'm the bride. Glory to God. The weeping prophet is talking here in Jeremiah, and he is giving us directions. Yeah. He's giving us directions from our God. The God has planned for us. The plans that God has, he got it in place. See, the thing is, it's not our fault. It's not God's fault when we fall. It's not God's fault when we don't do have the outcome that he wants us to have. We must follow the instructions. We must follow the directions. Mm-hmm. The directions for us, whether we know it or not. He has already gone on, and he has prepared the place. He has made the way for us. First one is for our prosperity. He desires for us to prosper. Yeah. And when we say prosper, he's not just talking about finance. Let's just away from finance for a moment. He's not just talking about finance. Of course, that is there. But he's talking about for us to prosper in our spirituality. Oh, glory to God. For us to grow up in Christ. For us not to continuously be drinking milk. Am I talking to anybody? He wants us to prosper in our knowledge, glory to God, in the wisdom that he has for us. Oh, yes, this is where priceless prosperity, this is where it lies, in our knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is what he desires for us. It's not always about a dollar. It's not always about a penny. It's not always costly. God has gone on before us and has prepared the way. He has made it so simple and plain. But many times we can't see where hope is standing right there waiting on us to just gravitate. Hope is just right there in the faith that we're trying to get to. But hope is there, and we can't see. He says, no harm to come to us. No harm. This is priceless. To have someone that protects you and to keep you, watching over you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Huh? Your own private bodyguard. Huh? Constantly walking with you, staying with you day and night. Secret service? Yes, you got it. This is what he's saying to us. Hope. And a good future. Glory to God. He wants us to have hope. Because he knows that without hope, we will perish. We will perish when we don't have hope. Because hope walks along with our faith. And we put our faith and our hope in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. And anybody understanding what I'm saying here? What a mighty God. How he has sit down and taken the time and mapped it all out for us. But do we take time to go and study? Do we get into a good Bible study? Do we get into a place where we can open up the Word of God and God can talk to us? Am I talking to anybody here? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Because that is the plan that God has for us so that we can have a good future. Yeah. You know, I was just saying to myself the other day, when people look at you and they can't believe your age, you know, they say, oh, wow, how old are you? Oh, no, your grandmother? Oh, you, that's the keeping power of God. That's what we don't understand. See, when God is keeping you, when he's, listen to what I'm saying, when God is keeping you, age is just a number. Hallelujah. It's just a number. Glory to God. Yeah. Because he has that keeping power. He preserves you. Glory to God. He grants you longevity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm on fire. Yeah, because I'm walking in this. I'm walking in what I'm talking about. And I'm believing and I have hope. I'm always having hope. I'm always believing that it's coming tomorrow. It's on here right now. That's me. That's who I am. Glory to God. Yeah. So the question is, why is hope tired? Why is it tied in with one's future? Think about that. Why do God have it where hope is tied in to one's future? Why is that? Sounds to me like you can't have a good future. Hope leading the way. Let me say that again. The question is, why is hope tied in with one's future? Why is that? Sounds to me like you can't have a good future without hope leading the way. Hope has to lead the way. Glory to God. That is the way that God has ordained it. That's the plan for us to have good success. That's the plan for us to have good in Romans chapter 15. And we're just going to look at verse 13. I'm just on fire today. I'm on fire because I have hope and I have trust and believe. And I can stand back and look at where my hope has taken me. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Huh? But I'm going to hold it. I'm going to lean. I'm going to lean, y'all. I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to trust him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 15 and 13 says, may the God of hope, may he fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow. Overflow, y'all. Overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. What a word, huh? What a word. Say that again. May the God of hope. He's the God of hope. He's the God that gives us hope. He puts that hope in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He fills you with all joy. When the last time you had a good laugh, a good chuckle. I mean a good laugh where you just had to go off and laugh by yourself. Because that laugh was good. Because that was where the joy of God is. See, God is in joy. He said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy has peace within it. And it has keeping power. It's all found in joy and peace. As we trust him, we trust God. We don't lean to our own understanding. But in all our ways, we're going to trust him. Because he has prepared the way. He has opened up our blinding eyes so we can see. Look at the way. Look, here I am. The truth is over here. Follow hope. Follow hope and trust God. Huh? Follow hope and trust God so that you may overflow. Now, I really don't know of anybody that don't want to overflow. Who don't want an overflow? Huh? An overflow of blessings? Huh? An overflow of longevity? Who don't want to overflow? Who don't want that? So overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit, there's nothing like the Holy Spirit. Nothing. I don't know what I've done all the years. When I first received the Holy Spirit, I'll never forget. I said, oh God, I don't want to ever be without you. I can't make it without. How in the world did I ever exist without the Holy Spirit? Glory to God. Who comes in and walks with me and talks with me and directs me and tell me where to go, what not to do. Glory to God. who has the wisdom that only God, hallelujah, can give me. Huh? Here we see that God is the author and he is the finisher of hope, who carries joy and peace to his children. We are the children, glory to God. We are the children of the Most High God. And he carries the joy and the peace to us, fixing us so that hope will overflow. Flow, y'all, it's going to come and it's going to overflow into us. Hallelujah. And guess what? We have enough of hope that we can pass it on to somebody else. You know, I was so kicked the other day. I went to get gas, and I remember a while back, years ago, somebody had started this. They went to buy something, and then they just paid more for it and told the person to bless somebody else that's in line, somebody else that comes. Well, somebody had blessed me, and they didn't know me. I didn't see anybody, but the pump had some extra gas. All I had to do was just pull the lever for gas. And here I was. I got free gas. And it said that the pump was open or something. It said, and I was standing there. I was so amazed because that never happens to me. And I'm saying, well, what is this? And I realized somebody had paid extra for little old me to come and get some gas. Glory to God. Now, you see, you don't know where your blessing lies. You don't know where God has a blessing for you. And you see, the thing is, it's always right on time because I needed that gas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hebrews 11 and 1 tells us that now faith is the substance. It's the confidence. It's what I have, the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Yeah, yeah, this is the Living Bible. What am I saying here? Now, faith is also having hope. Mm-hmm. Faith and hope, they walk together. They intertwine. Faith and hope is in this verse. And it says that now having faith is also having hope about things we don't even see. But we believe, y'all. We believe. We believe within our spirit that it's on the way. That it has already manifested. That it has happened. Why? Because we have the power that God has given us to speak it into existence. We speak it into existence and it shall come to pass. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word because your word is true. Your word is a word that we can stand on. Your word is a word that we can believe, oh God. And we thank you for it this day. We thank you for it this moment. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. I enjoyed this word. I enjoyed this word. Yes. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. Glory to God. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. And on Sunday evenings with God Favored Ministries with Pastor George, we thank God for you. Yeah. Walk in faith. Stand in your hope and believe in your hope that it's going to come to pass as God has already ordained it. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We exalt the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Be blessed knowing that you walk in hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will look forward to having you back here with us next Friday. Amen.